The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon tells us that it is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of laughter. And the world teaches us otherwise. It's better to go to the house of laughter than to the house of mourning. But when we think about it in the Bible, going to the house of mourning is going to give us a lot of thought. It's going to give us, make us think about our lives, make us think about our purpose, make us evaluate ourselves, what are we doing and what we're not doing. And then when we think about cemeteries and epitaphs and all of that, this, that, and the other, it makes us think about how short life is. And then one day I say, well, I'm going to apply what Solomon said to my life. Why would I wish people would say when I'm dead or at my funeral? And then thinking about it, I say, well, there's many things in life that I love to do, but I don't have to be recognized as a great man in all of those areas. You know, for example, I like to run. If they say at my funeral, well, he wasn't that good of a runner, it's fine, no problem. Won't bother me. If they say, well, I like soccer, they say, well, he was an okay soccer player. That's fine. That won't bother me. Let's say they say, well, Raphael, he was a preacher. Well, he was a preacher. He kept to himself. He kept a low profile. He wasn't like well-known preacher. That's fine. No problem. You know, I'm teaching the lesson and people say, well, Raphael wasn't a so-so teacher. I mean, that's fine. I'm giving my best anyways. I mean, I know that. Not perfect. But I can get away with that. I mean, I can be fine with that. But if they say, there's a few things that I won't be comfortable the day of my funeral, they say, I won't be okay if they say he was an unfaithful Christian. I won't be okay with that. Won't be okay if they say he was an unfaithful husband. Won't be okay with that. If they say he was a bad father, a bad example for his children, won't be okay with that. And I hope you think the same way. Because that's one of the aspects Solomon wants us to think about. There's some priorities in life that we need to keep in our minds. And we're talking about the home. We're talking about faithfulness. We're talking about commitment. And we must be found faithful stewards at the end of the day of judgment. Right. We think about, for instance, what would it be like to be before God and talking to Him. Well, Adam and Eve had an encounter with God, and God asked Adam, where are you? And God had no option but to reply to what God asked him. He asked Eve, what have you done? And Eve had no option but to reply before the majesty of the Lord. Now imagine what it would be like to be before Christ. He's the one who's going to judge us. We won't have anywhere to go. Say, have you been faithful to your wife? Have you been faithful to your children? Have you been a faithful child of your parents? And most importantly, have you been a faithful Christian? I encourage you tonight to think about this. Have you been faithful and committed into what's important for us as children of God, as husbands, as parents? I know you might not be a parent, some of you, but you are Christians. And if you're not a Christian, you can become a Christian tonight. You can accept the message, the gospel, by confessing Christ as the Son of God, like Matthew 10:32 tells us. You can repent of your sins, like we read in Luke 13:3. Turn back away from things that go against the nature of God. And then once you repent, once you confess, then you are baptized for the remission of your sins and become a new creature to walk in newness of life. And now you have that hope. Let's say you never married. Let's say you never had children, but you can die. And they're going to say, here lies a faithful woman, a faithful Christian man, and a faithful Christian woman. That's what life is all about. Sure. If you're not a child of God, we encourage you to become one tonight. If you have gone away, gone astray, and there's some areas where you have not been faithful, and you are jeopardizing your salvation, we encourage you to come forward and we will pray for you and we will help you be reconciled to God. If you would like to do that, please do so while we stand and while we sing.